Praise the Lord. Welcome to this program of R.G. Hardy Ministries, because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for tuning in today, because we have a very special message for you if you are married or are planning to be married. If so, this message by my father, Brother Hardy, is one you don't want to miss. Two shall be one. Even if you have a good marriage, you can benefit from this down-to-earth biblical teaching, two shall be one.
I'm talking about that when God brings a man and woman together and makes them one flesh, they complement one another. Each one God has equipped to do a job. He's given man the aggressive nature so that he would have that aggressive nature to be able to challenge and take the challenges of the world and bring back the sufficient amount of money so that he could provide for his wife and his family, to be the leader, have that aggressive nature to protect his family, and most of all, to love his wife and his family. The wife on the other side has the passive nature. She was to be home and take what the husband brought, supply him a place of refuge, supply him a decent home, rear his children, and together them to rule the earth for the Lord. Like we said, but a lot of husbands have taken that scripture, the man or the husband is the head of the woman, and used that to just beat her down, reduce her to nothing but a bootlicking slave. And that's not God's order. How many say amen? Now I want to go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter and the 22nd verse. And I'm going to give you these dictators' main scripture that gives them the right of authority to squash their wife. And it says, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Husband said, I got it. I got it now. How many say amen? He decides to do something. You see, God, if you let him, will give you the mate that supplies your lack, compliments you. And a lot of times, some husbands ain't got enough sense to blow their nose. But they're going to tell their wife how they're going to do it. And their wife says, well, honey, I don't think it'll work. He'll say, shut up. Submit yourself to me. I'm your head. Shut up. You haven't got nothing to do with it. Submit yourself. And after he makes a whole mess of it, then he wants to come back. How many say amen? You know what? It's funny, though, that husband, when he found Ephesians 5:22, never ever read the verse up top 21. They never did read it. Look at Ephesians 5:21. It says, submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. And if you go to the Greek text, did you know that the word submit is not in the 22nd verse when it says wives? How many didn't know that? I know most of you did, because you're not a Greek scholar. How many say amen? Let me read it, the 21st and 22nd together, the way it's in the Greek text. It says, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Wives, yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Taking the word submit from the 21st verse. Husbands, taking the verse of submit from the 21st verse, in the 25th verse. Husbands, love your wives. You see, so submitting is loving. How many say amen? You didn't know that? Now, the word submit is an interesting word in the Greek text. I got a letter a while back, and from time to time I get a letter, and they always take me down because I say the Greek says this or the Greek says that. And this one fellow wrote me back and says, you need to quit saying what the Greek says and get you a good King James Bible. Well, I thank him for his kind help. But I want to let you know that Paul and the Lord and none of the disciples or Bible writers spoke English. I want to let you know that the Lord didn't inspire the English Bible. Boy, that's going to roll around some people's heads. What the Lord inspired was the words that Jesus spoke, and he spoke in Aramaic, Hebrew, and Paul spoke in Greek. And all the translations, King James or any other version, French, German, or what, are man's translations and interpretations. And if you're going to get to the truth of any scripture, you're going to have to go back to the language it was spoken in. And Paul spoke in Greek to the Ephesians. How many say amen? And when he said, as applied to the wife, wives, submit yourself to your own husbands. When he said that verb in the middle voice. Now, I'm going to give you a little Greek grammar lesson. In the English, we mainly only think in two voices. That's the active voice and the passive voice. The active voice is, I do something for somebody. I initiate the action, like, I shine your shoes. That's the active voice. I'm doing something to you. The passive voice is, my shoes are being shined. Somebody's doing something to me. But the Greek have a middle voice, which means I shine my own shoes. I do something, and myself initiates the action and participates in the fulfillment of the action. And when it says, wives, submit yourself to your husbands, it means nobody can make her. It's not in the active voice where it didn't say, husbands, make your wife submit. It's something that she has to do voluntarily. How many's out there? Nobody can make her, and she's not being made. And if she don't choose to do it, it can't be done. Because she's an equal, don't you see? How many sees what I'm talking about? And being an equal, she has to do it because she wants to do it. And the reason why she's doing it is because of the love of the Lord and to honor his government, where she is to recognize her husband as the leader. He can't make her. He's not to be a dictator with a rod and say, poom, submit. No. She's got to do it lovingly and willingly. Because she recognizes it's God's order to only have one head. Now, the husband cannot expect his wife to, in fact, the word is, in the Greek, I'll say it, probably don't mean nothing to you, hupo tasso. It means, hupo means under, and tasso means order. She orders herself under her husband. She takes her place and looks up to him, my man, my champion, huh? My provider, my protector, and most of all, my lover. But if her husband fails to fulfill all of those things, she is not obligated to order herself under him. If he does not lead her right, she does not have to follow the lead. Can I give you scripture case example? Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias lied to the Holy Ghost about selling the land and keeping the money back, didn't he? And when he lied, what happened? Boom! God struck him dead. Now, Sapphira had no obligation to follow his lead. She didn't have to follow his lead. he made a bad decision. He did a wrong thing. But she followed his lead anyway, and what happened? She got it too. A wife is not obligated to follow her husband's lead. That's a wrong lead. Seemed like the word of God's getting on the man the worst, because they were the ones that were most usual broke these scriptures by being a dominating, overlord, overbearing, Hitler type of a husband. How many say amen? Where his leadership and head of that house entailed the duties of to be the protector, the provider, the leader, and the lover. That's what his duties was. To go out in the world and whip the world with his aggressive nature to bring back the provision that his wife needed to make him a house and a home, and to raise and supply the need of the children. How many say amen? And if he failed that in any part, then the wife is not obligated to order herself under him. Paul said in, I think it was 1 Timothy, that if a man wouldn't provide for his household, see, the man provided for the household. God required the man to provide for the household, because he equipped him for it. How many say amen? That he was worse than an infidel and denied the faith. How many say amen? And no wife had to bring herself under him.
Amen. I hope you're blessed by this informative and inspirational message by my father, Brother Hardy. Two shall be one. We feel strongly that every Christian marriage should examine itself in the light of God's Word to be sure that they are applying godly principles for a healthy and holy marriage. This teaching defines and expounds the very important meanings of the terms headship and submission, and these are areas that are often misused and abused in marriage. Also addressed are the questions, what is the biblical role of the husband in marriage? What is the biblical role of the wife? And what about the role of sex in marriage? These issues are soundly addressed in this vital, practical, and enlightening teaching, Two Shall Be One. Now, you may want to add this to your spiritual library or share it with someone who is getting married or someone having marital problems. It is available on a double CD set for a love gift of $15 or more to the radio ministry. Request offer 215. That's offer 215. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, order online at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Visit both our e-store and Faith is Action archives. Faith is Action is our monthly magazine, which features messages by my father, Brother Hardy, and myself, like today's. You can join our postal mailing list and receive the printed magazine in your mailbox every month free. So whether you prefer to download online or have it delivered to your home, Faith is Action is serious reading for the serious Christian. Again, this is a two CD set for a love gift of $15 or more. Request offer 215. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Until next time, this is Sister Sharon saying, Maranatha.